This is Blind Citizens Australia.
New horizons, it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, Vaughan Bennison once again with this issue of New Horizons. We're speaking today with Emma Bennison, President of Blind Citizens Australia. Emma, this is the first time you've been on the program since you took over the mantle of President. How's it been going for you?
Yeah, look, it's been really exciting, Vaughan, especially getting to speak with so many members about their day-to-day challenges and I guess triumphs in some cases. But it's been certainly a very busy time, and I've just really enjoyed an opportunity to work through the business of who's going to take on which responsibilities and getting to know the new board and all of the things that one has to do in the early parts of a role like this. So it's been very, very interesting, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
You're following in the footsteps of quite a long line of blind people who have given significant service in the role of President of Blind Citizens Australia. What are you going to bring to the organisation during your presidency?
Well, Vaughan, the word that springs to mind, I suppose, at this point in time is renewal, because I think the organisation is at a point where it needs refreshing and it needs a rejuvenation. But also I hope to bring some stability. And I've said before that I'm old enough to remember BCA as it was 20 years ago or so, when it really was a very strong lobby group. But I'm also young enough to understand what younger people might expect from the BCA of today. So I hope that I can kind of join those dots and be able to provide the leadership that we need to take BCA forward, into a new iteration that still maintains its lobbying focus, but also harnesses the skills and talents of emerging blind leaders that is very obvious to me when I go around the country talking to particularly younger people. And I think we really need to focus on that.
You mentioned lobbying has been an integral part of your presidency, and BCA is already starting to move down that track. You've been working, as we all know, because we ran a series on New Horizons, on the My Aged Care system. Do you want to tell us where that's at the moment?
Sure. The board has been deliberating quite extensively on what positions BCA should take around the My Aged Care gateway and related issues. Obviously, we've done a lot of thinking and given a lot of consideration to the various concerns that have been raised via members in recent times. And we are releasing a communique from the board to members this week, which outlines the positions that we intend to take. Because, of course, as you can understand, resources for BCA at present are limited. And so we need to make sure that whatever action we take is targeted. We need to make sure that it's going to have the broadest possible impact. And we need to make sure that it has the greatest possible chance of being successful. And so the way that we're approaching this issue, certainly at this stage and in coming months, is to very much focus on fighting for equity in the system. So fighting for equity between the NDIS and aged care systems for people who are blind or vision impaired, fighting to ensure that there are no co-payments for people who are blind or vision impaired who are accessing blindness services under the aged care system. We are also wanting to make sure that there is a grandfathering policy for people who have been blind for a significant period of time to be part of the NDIS system, even if they are over 65 years of age. So you'll obviously be able to read more about that in the communique, which will be on our website and will be sent to our email lists. Certainly that's the crux of what we're saying. And I guess the other important point to make is that we will be working very closely with our members to ensure that they can do their own individual advocacy and, you know, lodge complaints or make whatever other submissions they want to make as individuals around these issues. We'll also be continuing to consult with members through, you know, things like teleconferences and forums. And we will also, of course, be continuing to focus on aged care and NDIS disparities and inequities through this program and our other publications as well.
And equity is a bit of a buzzword at the moment because, as we found out in the program last week when we spoke to Steve Richardson, he's just written the song, the New Horizons theme. That's really difficult to say. Have you got any comments about that?
Oh, look, I'm just extremely excited about it. My one complaint is that I had the privilege of hearing it, you know, before it went to air, and it got stuck in my head for many, many days. I just think it says everything about what BCA is and what our members can and should be aspiring to, and it was very a positive lift for me personally, and I know it will continue to be. And I just think it's exciting that as an organisation we're walking the talk, in the sense that we've got a song that's been written and recorded, produced by people who are blind or vision impaired. That's exactly what we should be doing, in my view.
Now, speaking of recording and producing, something that's very close to your heart, of course, is music. We heard from you some time ago regarding the David Blyth Award having been awarded to John Shute, and there's some interesting developments in that area. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Sure. There's a memorial concert for John that's been organised by a group of blind and vision impaired musicians across the country, and we'll all be gathering in Melbourne next Sunday at 2 p.m. In South Yarra at the Christchurch Church. And at that time, in addition to performing a number of choral works which John transcribed, we will also be presenting the David Blyth Award formally to his wife, June. As most of you will know, John was a prolific transcriber of Braille music. He transcribed some 30,000 pages of Braille music in his life. He passed away recently. And for those who may not be aware, he was also honoured with an Order of Australia.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to that. Hopefully we'll be able to feature some segments of that concert on New Horizons in the coming weeks. So stay listening for that. You mentioned earlier forums about my aged care and things like that that have been and will continue to be held by BCA and other organisations. BCA is holding some other forums, particularly in New South Wales and South Australia. What's that all about?
BCA is beginning to look at the way its branches are structured, because in some states, particularly at the moment, South Australia and New South Wales, there is some discussion about changes to branch structures and boundaries. So in South Australia, there is a proposal to change the boundaries of the Adelaide branch to encompass the whole state of South Australia and to rename the branch to Blind Citizens South Australia as opposed to the Adelaide branch. So we've decided to hold a forum to gauge the views of members on that issue, but also we will be talking through a number of other issues, of course, including the NDIS and My Aged Care issues, because obviously that is a very hot topic for members, and rightly so at the moment. And we'll be looking generally at how members are feeling about BCA and what they would like to see us do more of or less of, and just generally taking the opportunity to catch up. So we're looking forward to doing that on the 9th of April. It is for Adelaide branch members, but we're also very committed to supporting where we can, people from outside of Adelaide to attend the forums, and whether that be in person or, you know, via teleconference or other electronic means, because we do recognise that we want to make sure that, that members outside of Adelaide get an opportunity to contribute to this discussion. After all, they're the ones who could potentially benefit from this most strongly. So we're very keen to have feedback from across the state, and we will be obviously providing more detailed information about that in the near future. So just keep an eye on our communications channels. We're also working in New South Wales along similar lines, but in a slightly different context. So we have in New South Wales the Sydney branch and a number of other New South Wales based branches. And then we have Blind Citizens New South Wales, which is an organisation which is Sydney based. And it basically is in many ways, as it would say, and as its members would agree, duplicates the activities of BCA. And so there's general agreement between the two organisations that we want to talk about the potential for the two to come together and work much more closely. And so, again, we want to convene a forum to discuss those issues and the members' appetite for this to happen, and I guess answer any questions that they have. And so myself and Graham Innes, who is the chair of Blind Citizens New South Wales, will host the forum, and hopefully there'll be other BCA board members and Blind Citizens NSW board members there as well. And it will be a really good opportunity for the memberships of both organisations to have their say on those issues.
That's the organisation that was formerly known as the Association of Blind
Correct.
Citizens with
Correct.
Its house at Shirley House in Burwood.
Yeah,
nice place. I've
Shirley
been there a couple
House
of times.
Shirley House has been sold now.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Yes. Mm.
Now, speaking of branches, there is some sad news with the closure of our international support branch. We're going to be talking to Ivan Malloy, who's been heading that branch up for some considerable time, I'm told, next week on New Horizons. But have you got any thoughts on the closure of this branch?
Oh, look, it's without wanting to give too much away in terms of next week's program, I'll be personally very, very interested to hear from Ivan about the work of the branch, because from what I hear, it's done some extraordinary work over, you know, many, many years. And, you know, whilst it's a tragedy in many ways that it's closing, I think what we need to focus on here is to celebrate the contribution that that Ivan and the branch have made to improving the lives of people in countries who are not as well off as we are here in Australia. I'll certainly be looking forward to that program.
Well, Emma, thanks very much for joining us on New Horizons this week.
Thanks for having me.
And I've no doubt at all that we'll be hearing from you again inside the next 12 months. Emma Bennison there, Blind Citizens Australia President. Don't forget, if you're interested in attending either of the forums that she mentioned, the New South Wales one is being held on the 30th of April and the South Australia one is being held on the 9th of April. Just check the normal BCA communication channels for more information on those. You can also check the BCA communication channels to find out more about that concert, which is a memorial concert for John Shute, and that's happening on Sunday the 6th of March. That's this coming Sunday, so if you're going to get tickets for that, you better be quick. It's happening in Melbourne. Just a reminder that if you'd like to give me some feedback on New Horizons, you can email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by email on bca@bca.org.au, by phone on 1-800-033-660, or the website, which is www.bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company this week. Don't forget that next week we'll talk to Ivan Malloy from the Overseas Support Branch. Don't miss that one. I'll see you next week. We'll achieve the realization.